my certificate here. For me, this is an anniversary year, 50 years with my advance. Back to net, V7WF.
Well, congratulations for the 50 years there, Richard. Good on you there, man. Okay, have a good night. I'll move on, finally, to last but not least, Leonard. Victor Alpha 7, Lima Golf. Mike, have you got anything left for the net?
Good evening again, Gary. Good question. I don't have anything else, and thank you for doing the net and taking my check-in. And you have a great weekend, 73BA7LGM.
And you too. Okay, I'll just do one more call off for anybody else who would like to check in on the check-in and chat net.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Hotel Lima, in and out.
KK7KEL, in and out.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Zulu November, John.
Victor Echo 7, Echo Hotel Lima, David.
Okay, we'll just hold it there for a few moments. I had Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Hotel Lima. Stand by for a sec. And that would be Wilfred in and out. And I had KK7KEL, Kilo Kilo 7, Kilo Echo Lima. Can I grab your name there?
Yeah, my name is Carl, down here in Ferndale, Washington.
Ah, that's right, Carl. Yes, I do recall. Okay, and I got John at Victor Echo, and you were in and out of as well. Thanks for calling in. I got Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Zulu November. John, I believe, in for the net here. Have you got any comments for tonight?
Yeah, I just jumped off the BC OneNet. What was the question or topic for tonight?
Okay, do you dress for work? Have you got a dress code, or what do you think of business attire nowadays and so forth? So, do you dress for work?
Yeah, business casual-ish, newer black jeans and a button-up shirt that's sort of short sleeve, so not like I dress on the weekends, but not dramatically different if I'm going out and about on personal stuff either. So, I think it's definitely, from starting at work, I'm in management, and it used to be management types was more shirt and tie and all that sort of stuff, and where I'm working, you see that certainly less and less these days, so not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing. My wardrobe's certainly more versatile for things. I don't have to have a work wardrobe or a personal wardrobe, so it works well that way. But, perhaps something a bit lost there. People took a little bit more pride in their business appearance in the past, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, John. It appears to be a common theme to this whole thing that we've been talking about today. Thank you very much for that. I'll just move on to Dave, though, Victor Echo 7, Echo Hotel Lima. What have you got to say about all of this?
Good evening. Dress codes, that's an interesting topic. I've never really had much of a dress code because I was always in jobs that were either blue-collar, like right now I would say it's semi-blue-collar, so I need to dress appropriately for the role, but, nothing too major on that. So that's kind of where I'm at with dress codes. I know my sweetheart here, she doesn't want to say something here. She has definitely an opinion that a dress code should definitely be something done because you need to look professional and all that. And, oh, yes, I've got a co-pilot here that wants to say something.
Hello.
So, yeah, that's the opinion on the dress codes.
Well, thank you very much for that, Dave, and nice to hear from your budding ham operator beside you there. Right on. Yep. The common theme is that dress codes have been changing, all right, from the old days. This all started today for me, by the way, with my buddies down at the airfield talking about all of this, and I thought, oh, wow, this is an interesting theme topic. Yeah. Okay, Dave, thanks very much for that. Okay, before I disappear here, are there any more check-ins for the check-in and check? Please come now.
Mike Tango, X-ray recheck.
Victor Alpha 7, November, Romeo.
Okay, stand by there, November Romeo Charlie. Mike Tango X-ray with a recheck. Go ahead, Gerald.
Yeah, back in the day, back in the 50s and 60s, probably even a little bit before that, one guy could go to Taylor and get his suits made to order. There was a place on Pender Street that also made custom shirts for anybody who was sort of... Well, the people that best could use a custom shirt or made to order, or people that have odd sizing that just can't take it off the rack. So there was a place in on West Pender that actually did that for you. I miss the Oxford shirts out of some stores. They don't carry it anymore. So it's kind of sad that they some of them went away. Some of them were well made from Hong Kong and brought them in. So, Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-ray, back to the net.
Yes, there is that. I guess Moore's and all are about the only game in town for best dress stuff and all that, but yeah. All right, thank you very much for that. I'll move on to Brendan at Victor Alpha 7, November, Romeo Charlie, NRC, our National Research Council. Go ahead there, Brendan.
Yeah, good evening. It's VA7NRC here in West Vancouver. And, what's the topic?
Do you dress for work? What do you have to say about dress codes? And do you dress for work? Are you business casual? What's your feelings about dressing up in the attire of today? How's that?
Yeah, well, working in the kitchen, I mean, they supply the clothes, so that's not something I'd worry about. So not really much to say about it. Good to hear you on the net, and thanks for taking the check-in. We'll say 7-3, VA7, VA7 GPR, VA7 NRC.
All right, Brendan, thanks very much for that, and have a great night. Okay, are there any more check-ins before I shut her down here? We're almost at the top of the hour again. Any more check-ins for the check-in and chat net? This is Victor Echo 7, Golf Papa Romeo. All right, well, this has been a good net tonight. Very interesting, comments from all of the people who checked in. So I really enjoyed that and hearing their comments about it all. So I will now bring the check-in and chat net to a close. This is Victor Echo 7, Golf Papa Romeo, on the Victor Echo 7, Romeo Papa Tango repeater. I would like to thank the BCF MCA for the use of this repeater. This is Victor Echo 7, Golf Papa Romeo, once again, standing down and returning the repeater to normal use. Have a great night, everybody, and thank you very much for checking in.
This is Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Bravo. I don't remember the call sign. I was actually in the other room. The station that was asking about the advanced study group, are you still on frequency?
Yeah, B7 JSO, it's Jason, and yep, still here.
Victor Echo 7, Juliet Sierra Oscar, this is Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Bravo. I just wanted to make sure you understood what's going on with the advanced exam. Are you aware the question bank is changing likely in June of this year?
I did hear about that, yes, just like the basic change. I do understand they're going to change that, and most likely the theory is going to be the same, but they may have added newer technology, I'm assuming. So I'm thinking it may be easier to write it before the change.
Yeah, easier in some ways, more difficult in other ways. It's just good that you're aware of the change. The advanced exam, as it currently sits, is hopelessly out of date. There's a bunch of crap there about Lissajou figures that appear on CRT oscilloscopes, and the odds are very high you'll never look at a CRT oscilloscope again in your life unless you're a vintage electronics buff. So there's a bunch of crap there that really doesn't apply anymore. And the other big change is that the formulas that you probably memorized for Section 1, the resonant frequency, time constant, Q factor, all of these, you actually get a handout in the new under the new system, which isn't in effect for 6 months probably. You get a handout of those formulas, so you don't have to memorize them. But other than those changes, you know, if you're already deep into the study or you don't really care, you got an electronics background, I would certainly continue on right now. It's not a difficult test for someone with an electronics background. I just thought I'd make sure you were aware of what was going on.
Oh, maybe in that case, I'm going to wait for the update. You know, like, obviously the theory and stuff is going to overlap, but I do like to have the updated stuff. And having the formulas is really helpful because I know that was the big change for the basic is I didn't have to memorize the formulas. And some of them do get a little bit tricky to memorize. When I took electronics, we also did have, you know, it was just electronics diploma. We did have reference to the, we didn't have to memorize the formulas, which definitely made things a lot easier. As you're working in the industry, you really don't have to memorize the stuff. There's, you know, cheat sheets for that, and, you know, basically just following the math on that is, so I do really like that idea. That would definitely make it easier for me to, than having to memorize all these formulas. I haven't taken electronics.
Timed out the repeater, Ed. I haven't taken electronics.
I didn't take electronics since, like, we're going back to, like, 1994, so it's been a long time since I've done it. So, you know, having the cheat sheet will definitely be helpful, but thanks for letting me know that. I think I'm definitely going to wait for the June update and then learn what's different.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I wanted you to know that, and it sounds like that information might have benefited you. The changes are significant. I also totally hate memorizing formulas, but I'm willing to do it if need be. These are pretty ugly formulas, as I'm sure you know. So, you know, you got to memorize them. And if you're going to benefit from the cheat sheet and you're in no great rush, then definitely waiting makes sense. Just be aware, they're going to release the question bank, hopefully within a few months. My own site, advancedamateur.ca, it could easily take me 3 months to update it to the new question bank. So don't expect miracles there. It's a hobby, as you know, and I'm still working. I'm not yet retired. Look forward to retiring so amateur radio can be all that I do, but that's a ways away. So you go through a little bit of gap of study materials, but that's normal.
I have this neat app that it's called Ham Exam. It's for the Canadian Ham Exam, and it uses the question bank. So as the question bank updated, it automatically updated it for me. It's a paid app. I think it was $10 once, but it's free update, and so that was really helpful. And it's broken down into sections. So during the study group, I'm going to share some of the tools I have that make it much easier to pass, including some additional lessons that can help people that definitely pass and stuff. And as I said, once they change it, he automatically updates it with this software.
Yeah, that part actually isn't a huge challenge. The advanced amateur site also has the exact questions that are on the ISET exam, and they will be updated almost immediately once the new question bank comes out. The challenge isn't the questions themselves. It's the written material, the videos, all of that, the diagrams, the things that show the electron flow. All of those things are just going to take some time to update to the new stuff. Like, I don't need to show Lissajous figures anymore, you know, that sort of thing. And I will have to show whatever's on the new question bank. So there will be some work that way. But the actual questions themselves, I think you'll find most of us just work right off of the ISET questions.